That was really neat to see the couple cars going by. Okay, Emil, I'll talk to you later. I'll be listening at VE1EPVA3HLY73. Good talking to you again.
Oscar November 8 Echo India calling through, over.
Oscar November 8 station, you were a little quick on the call. Please come again, 1 Echo Papa Portable.
Now, Roger, this is Oscar November 8 Echo India. John, over.
Yeah, very good there, John. Oscar November 8 Echo India. This is Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. The name is Emil. I spell Echo Mike India Lima, located in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Over.
Yeah, very good evening to you from Belgium, Emil. I'm just looking you up now on QRZ, so I'm slowly dialing you in. Okay, I've got it very there's a few things to read on your QRZ page. Just to tell you my location, I'm located in the village of Ham, like Ham Radio. And that's about 50 kilometers northeast of Antwerp. So I'll put it back to you, Emil. And nice to hear you in Halifax. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, I think you're portable. Oscar November 8, Echo India. Emil, over.
Yeah, very good there, John. Oscar November 8, Echo India. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa returning. Yeah, I fell into the foxhole of Pico balloons, so a lot of information on Pico balloons. I had one launched about 5 months ago, but it disappeared around the equator there, heading towards Brazil. Its last destination was Australia, but it stopped reporting. And I think it had a lot to do with the Northern Lights affecting the computer chip there. Over.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm reading about it as I speak. Well, the last memory I have of balloons was when the Chinese balloons were up around North America, so maybe I have something to say about that. By the way, Emil, your audio is very clear, because sometimes I speak with people and it's like that they're holding their nose and their audio doesn't sound, but you're very clear. So tell me your working conditions, over.
Yeah, very good. Well, I have an IRLP station in the back room. And I'm working off of Kringsheng Portable. And I'm actually just laid back away from my terminals because I have three laptops here. And when you're close to a laptop with a portable, it generally gives you a little bit of hash in the background. So I'm sort of leaning back and so you don't get any audio challenges. Your audio sounds like, well, in fact, I looked behind me to see if you were there. Over.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm happy with that. Yeah, it's a 9700 from ICOM, and I have it connected to Echolink and also to AllStar. So I'm using a dashboard, which I would love if I could alter some of the automatic presets. For example, I came in now on Canada Hub, Maple Ridge, British Columbia. So it would be nice if I could put some of my own favorites in. But I asked my son about it, and he said, "Well, it sounds like it's something difficult, but I'm sure it's like everything, Emil. It's easy once you know how." Over.
Yeah, very good. Well, actually, are you working from a laptop? Over.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but the radio is an IC9700, and I have a node about 10 meters from where I'm sitting. Over.
Yeah, okay, I copy that. Well, there are some folks out there that can enter your computer and program all the presets there, but it's a little out of my jurisdiction, actually. If you're working on a laptop, I can tell you how to save things on the favorites, but when it comes to the computer section of it. A little out of my field there, John. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is it's quite an old bit of software. It's called MicroHub Control Panel from HubNet in the UK, and there's various there's various commands. You know, you can disconnect, shut down the node, reboot the node, and you can see the bubble map. And then there's a list of saved, you know, reflectors, if you want to call them. But my son created another thing for me for listening to the Kiwi SDRs. He also created a dashboard for me, and it means I can switch from one Kiwi SDR to the other within 15 seconds. And he also, I was so happy with that for my laptop. Well, I don't use a laptop, but anyway, for my computer, that he also created an app so I could use it on my phone. Over.
Yeah, very good. Very good there, John. Well, if you Google search, the Canada Hub, you'll come up. They have a dashboard where you'll see all the all-star nodes and all the connections that are made on their talk group. And maybe if you familiarize with that, then you can just connect right into the different all-star nodes and the this talk group that we're connected to now is connected to the IRLP, or a reflector, is connected to Echolink and DMR and All-Star and Hamshack Hotline. So all of those functions are listed on the so-called dashboard of the Canada Hub. Over.
Yeah, well, I've just clicked on that now. And I'm going to, there's the dashboard. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Now the trick would be to marry the dashboard to the radio, or even to the node. Over.
Very good there, John. Well, as soon as you're connected to the talk group, your call sign should come up somewhere down the, one of the pages there. I'm not sure what node you're connected to or whether you're connected to the Echolink node, but you should see your call sign there on the list, and maybe your technician can work the two together. Over.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I can see my my call sign, my location, and also my my node number. So I'm coming in at the moment on 517-300. Over.
Yeah, I see that, and also you'll notice that. You have to key up a second or two before the dashboard lights up, and that simply indicates that all the nodes are connected and everybody can hear you. Now, if you go to the top of the page or any one of the columns, you'll see a so-called bubble chart, and you'll see how many nodes are actually connected there. John, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'll do that. And I also see you can listen live. So I presume if you're somewhere else, you can just click on the listen live, and you don't have access to a radio or whatever, and you can just listen wherever you wish. Over.
Yeah, that's correct. Whether you're on your laptop or on your iPhone or smart device, Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to listen to it, but you have to remember it's probably a minute or a minute and a half later. Over.
Yeah, Roger, well, that's no problem at all. And by the way, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, stroke portable with your three laptops, ON80i in Belgium, over.
Yeah, well,